Bob Tippy, editor for the Oil and Gas Journal, a trade publication based in Houston, says there are easy explanations for the low oil prices.
The market is oversupplied and needs to have some production cut back, but also just because of some external factors that are kind of psychological, concern about the stock market.
But this economic problem is also a political one. The state grows its Economic Stabilization Fund, or the Rainy Day Fund, by collecting oil and gas tax revenues. And lawmakers in the Texas House and Senate have hinted that they may use it to help fund an expensive legislative session. The policy efforts will include Harvey rebuilding efforts, tax relief ideas, and school finance reform. Mark Jones, who teaches political science at Rice University, says low oil prices slowed down the growth of the Rainy Day Fund, and that makes nervous Republicans extra cautious.
As long as oil is below $50, there's going to be some real reluctance to tap the rainy day fund too much, because that becomes perpetual in that the funds may not be there when they need them if they siphon off money for public education in addition to the money that's already being siphoned off for state highways.
Jones explains Republicans were roughed up in the midterms, in part because voters didn't hear how lawmakers would deal with the state's public school finance system. Now Republicans want to use money from the Rainy Day Fund to address that issue, but maybe not if the low oil prices don't replenish the fund quickly. The new legislative session begins on January 8th. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.